Good morning. I'd like to begin with a brief word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the gift of life, for the opportunity that we've had this morning to come here and worship you. I'm thankful for the opportunity that I have to speak this morning. I ask that you be with me. Let me choose my words in such a way that those in the audience can find something useful. I ask that you give my audience patience and understanding. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm flattered to be asked to speak again this morning. I've made a handful of these presentations. And I thought I'd begin this morning with making a few observations about you as an audience. And my first observation is that you are very attentive and you're very kind. And that makes speaking here a real pleasure. I also noticed this morning, and you may have noticed, that my sweet wife is not present today. I usually keep it a secret that I'm going to speak because I don't want others to worry about it, and I like surprises. And so she knows that when I'm putting on this suit, that one of three things is happening. Either somebody's getting married, somebody's getting buried, or I'm speaking. So when it's Sunday, she knows that when I'm putting this on it, I've been asked to speak. And Charlotte's heard every story I've got multiple times, so it seemed like a good opportunity for her to go see her mother and not have to listen to me. She's heard enough sermons from me. So she went to her mother's, and I want you to know that I am blessed. I have the perfect mother-in-law. I do. She is the best, and it's not by accident. I picked her out. My dad told me way back when I was a young man and carousing around with young ladies, that he said, when you pick out somebody to spend your life with, he said, don't just look at her. He said, you study her mother. Because that's what she's going to become. So when Charlotte took me to Anson, Texas, just north of Abilene, I studied her mother. Her mother waited on me hand and foot. Yes, sir. My clothes were washed, handed back to me folded, hung on the hangers. It was like having a service. She wanted to know what time I needed to get up, if I needed breakfast, what I liked for breakfast, what time I would be home. Anything she could do to help me, she did. And I said, this is perfect. This is what I want my wife to become. And we had been married not too long. And I told Charlotte one morning, I said, you know, sweetheart, I would really like some breakfast. And she peeked out from under the covers and she said, sounds good. What are you cooking? And you know, I told her, I said, well, sweetheart, I wasn't planning on cooking anything. And she said, well, on your way back, bring me a donut. And so I know my dad gave me good advice, and don't laugh at me because it's only been 32 years, and it could still happen. The other thing I wanted to mention that I've noticed about you as an audience is that you always sit in exactly or almost exactly the same place. I think maybe Suzanne has a seating chart. They're not here this morning, but if they were, Clara and A.J. Richter would be seated. Yeah, that's where they'd be. In the far right, to my far right, at the back. Just in front of them would be Mike and Kathy Moran. If you move up here to the front, you'll find Mike and Debbie Ayler always over here to the right. Okay? And don't think y'all are exempt over here because right about over there, they're kind of thin this morning, but it's what I call the Petter Village. All right? And there's Petters, there's Schultzes, there's Johnsons, and I'm not getting them all, but they all come out of Jay and Marie Bridges, so I call it the Bridges Village. My brother's not here. He hadn't been here very long, but he always sits where? right over here in the middle, kind of slightly towards the front. And I have one more for you. She came here in 1971. I was 11 years old. It was the El Campo version of my three sons. It was Glenda Howson, Carl, Kenny, and Kurt. And over the years, I've observed. I've seen Glenda slide a little to the middle. I've seen her slide a little to the aisle side. I've seen her move forward. I've seen her move back. But down this middle, I'm not representing this as a fact, but I ain't never seen her cross it. She's always going to be over there. And the people that sit over here, sit over here. People sit over there, sit over there. And it's just a habit. And it's kind of a silly habit. But it's one that we're into. And if you want to have a little fun with our dear brother John McCord, I have a suggestion for you next Sunday. All right? Now, it might mess up the zodiac signs or the way the universe turns. It may mess it up. But if everybody swaps sides, I don't know what the result is going to be, but I promise you, John McCord will stop and study that for a few minutes. He will want to know what in the world. But we have habits. Most of us have some good habits. Some of us have some bad habits. And we have some silly habits. One of the new habits that we have is cell phones. Cell phones. And we have text message. We have emails. We have regular message. We have Facebook. We have Twitter. One of the amazing things to me, or one of the things I've been kind of fascinated with, is texting. And I don't like to text, but this generation over here, they eat it up. They are, and they're good at it. And they take their phones and their two little thumbs right there, and they're like little machines. They can type faster than you can talk. All right? I had a contest at my house one time. I got the kids there and I had them try to send a text who could get it to my phone first. They had the text to me before I finished talking. You know, they figured out what I was going to say and sent it. And one of the cool things I like about texting is finally there's a place where spelling and grammar don't count. No, sir, you can put anything and they can figure it out. You want to say you is, you can say you is, and it's just fine. And I kind of enjoy that part of it because I never was a very good speller and never did quite find the logic in grammar. But I'm expected to have this phone with me all the time. And I do. It stays by my bed at night. It stays plugged in. I'm never without my cell phone. A few years ago, well, maybe perhaps this same phone, I was closing up a rice field. When I say closing up a rice field, the field was full of water, and it was time to adjust the overflows up and stop the water and seal it all off. And to do that, I have these plastic overflows, and you have to bend down and reach down and roll the board up the levee. That's the way we do it. And at this time, I was a lot younger and stronger. And when I was younger and stronger, people would describe your arms, your biceps were called guns. And I want you to know I had some guns. Yes, sir, I did. I don't have them anymore. They're gone, and they're probably not coming back. But I had guns. You might have called them cannons. All right, so I had the phone in my pocket, and I reached down here to roll that overflow, and when I did, that bicep swole up, and it took that phone and whooped it, flipped it out of the pocket, and bloop, into the water. I don't know if the bicep really did that, but I like the story. Anyway, I think it just fell out of my pocket, to be truthful. But I reached with lightning quickness into the water, grabbed the phone, and shoop, pulled it back out, because I knew if I did it fast enough, maybe the phone didn't get wet. But when I picked up the phone, it was ringing. And I flip it open like so. And on the caller ID, it said Char Car. Char Car. The Char means Charlotte, and the Car means car phone. That's what we called them back then, was just car phones. So it's my wife on the phone. I pick up the phone. I say, "Sweetheart, you ain't going to believe what just happened. I dropped my phone into the water completely." She said, I quote, "Did you find it?" But my wife is pretty clever. And she caught herself, and she didn't say, "Oh, that was stupid." She said, "Oh, that wasn't smart, was it?" And I'm smart enough that I didn't say nothing. She says, "Well, does it still work?" There's only one thing you can say then, fellas. And what do we all say when it gets like that? The only thing you can say, bless her heart. But our cell phones are more than phones. They're more like a personal communication device. And I'm reminded of a TV commercial that was famous several years ago. Y'all might not remember this, but in the days when the Cowboys were coached by one Tom Landry, thought a lot of Tom Landry, he had a commercial for American Express. And he dressed up in a cowboy's long coat, cowboy hat, and he held up this card and said, "American Express card, don't leave home without it, because you never know when you'll be surrounded by Redskins." And it was the American Express card, don't leave home without it. And that's the way we are with our cell phone. If you go off and leave your cell phone, what do? You go back and get it. You're not going to have a day without your cell phone. You go to any public meeting, and they'll have a special announcement. Please silence your cell phones. If you go to the theater, even here in El Campo, there will be a fair amount of time spent trying to urge you to silence your cell phone. The worst example I have of being too connected to your cell phone happened to me in the year 2009. In 2009, I had injured my shoulder and my right arm did not work very well. I went to see a neurologist somewhere in Sugar Land. While I was in his patient room, he's interviewing me about what's happened. The man gets two phone calls and reads a text message. I was like, the guys on ESPN on Monday Night Football, you've seen the little skit, what they do, what do they say? Come on, man! And that's what I wanted to say to the doctor, you know, come on, man! Be without your phone. My phone's ringing. That's embarrassing. I know I turned this thing off, but the only way I know to stop it is to answer it. So that's a bad thing to happen to you when you're talking about. Hello? I don't know who this is, but this call better be very important. Yeah, Yeah, I bet you are. See, this is why you don't tell people you're speaking that play pranks on you. This caller says he's the Lord. And I'm gonna prove to you this is not the case. Well, let me tell you what. If you're really the Lord, like you say you are, why don't you make Frankie Petter grow curly hair? Y'all, well now, y'all gonna have to bear with me. I think I better take this call. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Lord, top of the morning to you. Good to hear from you. Yes, sir. Listen, now, you wouldn't mind. If you wouldn't mind, could you call me back in about 30 or 40 minutes? I'm kind of a little bit, yes, sir. If you wanted to talk to me later, you'd call me later. I understand that. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Well, I was doing a little present. You know exactly what I'm doing and where I'm at. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. I understand. That's how you grew that hair on Mr. Petter's head. Yes, sir. I understand. Well, I tell you what, let's just get on with this business now and tell me the purpose. What can I do for you? Yes, sir. Why was I what? Why was I making fun of Charlotte earlier? Well, Lord, I wasn't really trying to make fun of her. I was just kind of, it sounded like I was making fun of you, huh? Well, yes, sir. Well, Lord, I apologize for that. Yes, sir. I won't do that anymore. You say, what's that now? How long we been married? Well, Lord, we recently celebrated our 32nd wedding anniversary. Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, real proud of that too. Yes, sir. What did I get her for a present? Well, Lord, I didn't get her a present this year. No, sir. No, sir. I didn't. No, I let that slip. Yes, sir. Yeah. Do I what? Yes, sir. I know how she loves cards. Yes, sir. She really does love cards. Yes, yeah. Did I get her one? Well, no, sir. Not this year. Maybe. No, sir. Yes, sir. I'll take care of that right away. Yes, sir. Don't you worry. I will get her a card. Yes, sir. I sure will. What's that now? Do we ever have any... Well, Lord, we've been married 32 years now. It's not all hugs and kisses, yes, sir. No, now, fight's kind of a hard word, Lord. I like that disagreement better, yes, sir. I understand. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck, yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir, if you look at it that way, we've had a few fights, yes, sir. Uh-huh. You want me to what? You want me to take the blame? Well, now, Lord, that's not quite the way I usually... Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'll take care of it. Yes, sir, right away. Yes, sir, don't you worry about that. Have I what? Have I read any books? Well, good, yeah, good, yo. Oh, you mean Bible books. Yeah, yes, sir. Oh, books of the Bible. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir, read them. Yes, sir, have I read, what's that now? Ephesians. Well, I've read Ephesians, I think. You got something specific in mind you want me to remember here? You say... Ephesians 5 and 25. A little help here. Ephesians 5 and 25. Yes, sir. Oh, Lord, I'm right here. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, I know. Yes, sir. That's the one. Oh, yeah. I was just fixing to say that. Yes, sir. That's about to love your wife like Christ loved the church. Yes, sir. Don't you? Yes, sir. I love my wife, and I'm going to take care of all those things. Yes, sir. Don't you worry about that. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's enough about Charlotte. You want to talk about me now? Well, okay. Let's move on there and talk about me. Have I read the book of Matthew? Yes, sir. I have. That Matthew. That's my favorite book. I know that book forward and backward. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. That's lots of parables in that book. What's that? Matthew what? Yeah, let's see. Matthew, you said Matthew 19 and verse 24. Well, let's see. I remember verse 23. Jesse.
Again, I say, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I knew that. I knew that one right. Yes, sir. That's the one about that camel and that needle. Yes, sir. I got it. Yes, sir. I remember that and know it well. Yes, sir. What's that? What chance do I think that camel has? Well, Lord, if I was that camel, I think he should swallow that needle and try to pass it that way. But I'm missing the point. Yes, sir. Well, I'm sorry about that. Yes, sir. Well, you know, I think in the absence of divine intervention, that camel ain't getting through there, no, sir. But I reckon you could do it, you know, parting the Red Sea and... You know, Lazarus, you know, the camel. Yes, sir, I'm missing the point. I understand. Yes, sir. Well, yes, sir, I understand that scripture well, and I know all about it. Never really thought that it had a tremendous application to me. No, sir. Well, because I'm not a rich man. No, I don't think I'm rich. No, sir. How did I get to church? Well, I drove. Yes, sir, it's a Dodge. It's 2012, yes, sir. It's crew cab, uh-huh. It has a diesel engine, four-wheel drive, yes, sir, yeah. Special bed, yes, sir, yes, it did. Yes, sir, it cost a lot of money, yeah, it did, yeah. It sure did. My house, Well, my house is, I live in just a little old log cabin, Lord. It's 60 by 40. No, sir, that's not in cubits. That's in feet. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How many what? How many bathrooms do we have? A lot. A lot's not a number. I know that. Yes, sir. Well, we have four. Yes, sir, four. You know, it sounds like a lot, doesn't it? Yes, sir. How many TVs? Well, Lord, we have a lot of those. A number? Yes, sir. Well, I'm thinking eight. Yes, sir. Yeah. Oh, well, no, that's not a TV, Lord. That's a monitor for the computer system. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. Well, if that's the way you feel about it, we'll just make it nine. Yes, sir. I'll go along with you. Absolutely. Yes, sir. I understand. Uh-huh. Oh, you want to talk about deer hunting? Now we talking, Lord. Yes, sir. I love deer hunting. Yes, sir. Make a trip every year. Go west to Van Horn. Yes, sir. Hunt the West Texas mule deer. Love it. Yes, sir. What's that? How much does that cost? A lot. Well, Lord, you want me to say that number, right? Yes, sir. In front of $3,000. Yes, sir. Spend it every year. Yes, sir. Sure. Yes, sir. Let me understand. You don't know if I'm rich or not, but I need to be looking for smaller camels and bigger needles. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I tell you what, Lord, I'm sure going to be doing that. That's right. I appreciate your call very much. Don't you worry about things here in El Campo. No, sir. We got that under. Yes, sir. I'm going to get them cars to Charlotte. Don't you worry about that. Yes, sir. Probably going to go get them right away. Yes, sir. Well, one more thing, Lord. Now, just before you hang up now, I just want to be sure. Did you want me to stop going hunting? No, that's not what you want. That's good. That's good, Lord. Yes, sir. You just want me to recognize all the blessings and things I have. Yes, sir. Be sure. Yes, sir. Don't you worry. But you think going hunting's a good thing? Yes, sir. That's good. That's good. Well, Lord, you have a good day now. Call back anytime. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Yes, bye, Lord. Love you too. Yes, sir. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. First of all, I want you to know that the hair on Mr. Petter's head was not real. The phone call, of course, is not real. I don't know why God chooses to communicate the way he does, but he doesn't talk to us directly, to me anyway. Perhaps he does to others, But if you're honest with yourself, you know yourself better than anybody else. And you know that if the Lord called to talk to you, you already know what he needs to say. You know what your strengths are. You know the things that you do right and the things that you do wrong. We have a pretty good knowledge of that. And the real truth is that God has already called you, and he's called each of us, and we've been called to do his work and to be a servant to him and a servant to those around us. And the other thing is, always remember, not necessarily a cell phone number, but the good Lord has your number. And someday soon, he's going to call it. And you're going to take that call, just like I did, or not just like I did, but you're going to get that call, you're going to take it, and you're going to answer the questions. And that's the whole reason we're here, so that when we get that call and get those questions, we hear that welcome phrase, enter in, job well done. I'd like to close this morning with a brief word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we've had this morning. Help each of us, Lord, to take care of the time that we have and to spend it in good service to you. I hope that my message this morning has been well received. Thank you again for the kind, attentive audience that I've had this morning. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If we can be of service to you in any way, We ask that you come forward at this time.